The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the morning, AM 970, The Answer, baby.
I have been knocking on the door that holds the throne. I've been looking for the map that leads me home. I've been stumbling on good hearts turned to stone. The road for good intentions is gone dry as a bone.
Yeah, we take care of our own. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. This is Salem Media's flagship station. Very, very proud of that. We are the flagship station in all of Salem Media right here in New York, New York. Why they let us on the air, we're not quite sure when it gets crazy like days like this, but we sure love having you with us. You're watching us on YouTube, watching us on Facebook. George, thank you for doing such a great job. Always Yuri as well. We have a great team because I always forget as we go off the air, I'm on the clock, I watch the clock countdown. I always forget to say thank you, George, and thanks to Martavius is here eating his Cheetos. This kid, he comes in eating blueberries, which are great. And I say, that's the ultimate antioxidant. And then he goes, but I got Cheetos in my other pocket just in case to offset all the bad. And then Matt Conklin, always appreciate your brilliance. See, that was great. Was I right or was I wrong? Bernie Sanders looks like the Khomeini guy in Iran. I think they're the same person. I think Bernie's like an agent of Iran. I'm just saying. You look at that. We go to at Jersey Joe Piscopo or at the Joe Piscopo Show on Twitter, and you will see we tweeted it out. Right, Yuri, you got that shot right there. You can pop it up when you want. And it's like Bernie Sanders looks identical. And Matt said, if Bernie goes on Saturday Night Live with Larry David again, he should do an impression of Khomeini. Look at that. You can't tell me. We're putting it on the screen right now if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook. And we look, Bernie. This is two of a kind. I'm sorry. The president is a liar. He's a liar. Look at this. I say, come on. Hey, so but you know what? We'll look into this because this is
Bernie
something
cured meat, though. Look. See, that's the thing. He doesn't eat salami, so then maybe, you know, it's.
My name is General Salami, please. Cured meat. Salami, Salamani. Was that a salami?
No, two different people. Salami and Soleimani. So
what would be the president's nickname if he go? You know, he was a nickname for somebody.
Oh, that's a good one. You know what I mean? That's one we should open
the hoagie
up.
The man.
A hard line against salami.
the hoagie man or something like that.
Hoagie man.
Thank you, Yuri. Thank you, George. Hey, Piscopo, the morning, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Frankie, breaking news. I want to stay on this Queens situation. We have a lot of folks in Queens. I have to tell you, I don't want to get too dramatic about it, but I love you, you know, and I love this country, heart and soul. And I always feel if there's an election, it is time that we show up. I had such a vital conversation. I was driving around, as usual, and I went and saw my mom. She's doing great. Thank you for asking. Thanks for your well wish. She's doing great. So strong. She is so strong, my mom, and doing great. And now I went to see mom, and Richie helped out. Thank you to brother Richie and certainly sister Carol. By the way, can I do this? Can I say happy birthday to my sister Carol today? Can I say today is the – I don't know if I should let that out, but she, you know, 49 years young. And Carol, happy birthday. I love you, sis, and all the very best. And I'll see you this weekend for sure. But as we go, as I'm driving around and I'm going around and I'm seeing, I came down the West Side Highway after, Rock of Ages, wanted to plug Rock of Ages at the New World Stage, Stages, which is great. Right down Fifth, what a great theater. What a great show. My buddy Barry Habib put that together. So we went over there. Then I'm driving down the West Side Highway and I talked to a buddy. I don't want to identify him because he's in the business, and he goes, Joe, I can't talk about it. He goes, you are so courageous to talk about what you talk about every morning on the radio. And I go, what do you mean courageous? He goes, I can't, it's in the business. And I said, I'm really not. I'm more a broadcaster. And then when I go out, it's a live performance, so I don't have to worry about, I don't care if I offend anybody, because I'm going to tell you what's best for the country. And he loved that. And he went on, and we got to the point where we are at a danger point in this country. And why? Because people like, with no disrespect and no hate, but people who don't know history are being elected into office now. People who hate the country are being elected into office now. That's a danger. And now, and I got to hand it off to Frankie, because he's all over New York politics better than anybody. And now you have a situation in Queens where someone may be elected who has actually said, as working in law enforcement, she's saying, you know what, if someone commits a violent crime, we're not going to prosecute them. Oh, are you kidding me? Frankie, could you break that down and tell people why they have to show up in Queens?
Well, so, and here's the dilemma, right? Because recently they just passed ranked choice voting for city elections.
Ranked choice voting. Yeah. Would you explain that, please,
You
Frankie?
Rank your choices, right? So let's say you were voting today. You could say, all right, I like Judge Lasak, number one. I like Melinda Katz, number two. I like somebody else, number three. And I definitely don't like Tiffany Caban, so you rank her last. So what would happen if this were a ranked choice voting election?
Who ranks the voter
ranks it, right? So if this were a ranked choice voting election,
before you go into the booth, you rank
when you go into the, when you go into the booth, you rank first choice Judge Lasak, second choice Melinda Katz.
Got it.
And then so whoever gets the least amount of first choice votes, that person is eliminated, and then whoever is second, who's that person's second choice, it gets carried over. So it does away with the spoiler effect. Now they don't have that in Queens. So here's the danger. Judge Lasak is very unlikely to win today, even though he's backed by all the law enforcement unions. He's backed by the New York Post, backed by the New York Daily News. So a lot of the people that are going to go out and vote for Judge Lasak, in some ways, they're actually helping Tiffany Caban get elected. Because if they were to vote for Melinda Katz instead, that she's the most likely candidate to beat Tiffany Caban. So to me, this election is a perfect example of why we need ranked choice voting.
Yeah, it's so true. But it's dangerous because these people are slipping in. And again, I don't want to rail on anybody or say anything negative about anybody, but I have to tell you, is with AOC is so, when she does an analogy of what's happening in the southern border, and then she draws that analogy to concentration camps. You know, she draws that analogy there. That is so ridiculous. And so, you know what? Historically, it's wrong. How do you go there, and how does she get away with it? And they back it. And then how does she have, how many Twitter followers does she have?
Over 11 million, actually.
Wow.
And more than any.
She's got 11 million
more
now?
Than every other
you can't tell me that's not dangerous?
Member of Congress
combined.
That's
not dangerous? And now, so Joe's here now?
Here now? So we're gonna chat with Joe, we'll talk
about
Congressman.
You might want to let the host know.
Well, I messaged you. I was trying to pull up my phone to show you.
No, I don't know what's going on. Joe, did they drag you in here?
Good morning.
You can go on the fly, my brother.
It's okay.
Thanks for being here. Joe Giovanello, this is the Durasan man. The Durasan man, right? You want to sanitize your hands, use Durasan. I got the jingle for you and everything. Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
No one told me.
Stop and say hello.
Great to see you. Thank you so much.
Do a couple things in the studio while I'm here.
And you know what? First of all, Durasan is great. Thanks for taking care of the gym. The FDA listens. Yeah. What can I not say? Defog?
Fogging.
Fogging?
Can't fog.
You can't. You sanitize.
Electrostatic spraying.
Oh.
That's the proper terminology that we have to use.
Joe Giovanello invented Durasan. It's made in Passaic, New Jersey. They also down in Florida, but this is the best product ever. I have it right in my pocket here. I carry it with me all the time. It's in Bed Bath & Beyond. It's in Ace Hardware. It's exploding. Joe, what's going to happen? I just ask that you don't forget about us.
Never.
Someone's going to come over. Purell's going to get nervous. They're going to go, oh my gosh, we better join with this guy. You know that's going to happen. And then you're going to go, Joe, what's your name again? the Piscopo. Oh, the Passaic guy.
The Passaic gentleman from Main Ave and Passaic.
So thanks for taking care of the gym, retro gym.
You're welcome.
Electrostatic.
It was fun. Spraying
like that. Yeah, Stacy and I appreciate that very much.
It was fun. It was.
But you could do that for any business,
any
right?
Any business. We're doing it now. Yeah, we have a whole new division set up and. It's going to be, we're doing a Long Branch school system.
Wow.
Now, we have 76 schools in Atlanta.
Yes. You're kidding me.
No, it's really.
So you're going to go.
I'm going to have distributors handle all of that work anywhere in the area, in a tri-state area, I have my own people.
This is fantastic. So if somebody wants to go in and wants to say there's a germ problem, like a school has, God forbid, a meningitis situation.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
You invented a process that it's a fogging process that attacks the germs and kills them.
Yeah, and it actually creates a barrier. So in the future. We just had a couple issues with Coxsackie. It's a...
The worst. The kids have had it.
The kids have had it. They play with toys and eat and put them in their mouth and
goats.
We protect the toys and the outside area surfaces.
Well, you could do it to the toys too.
Yeah, you can do it.
This is great, man.
It's really good, really.
And then your Ace Hardware, that's my place.
Yeah, we're doing
Ace
big germicidal.
Ace
is the place for your helpful hardware store. I went to the convention.
You did, man.
Yeah, in Orlando.
Oh, that is great.
I spent a week there with the people from Ace. And
yeah,
they're more, you know. They're more in tune with the germicidal stuff. And the soaps. They like the soaps. So
The antimicrobial soap that you do, which is great.
Antimicrobial soap. And then everyone's starting to ask now, you know, the hand sanitizers. They want some colors and flavors. So we're working on all that.
You know what, though, too, if I can, because I go to the hospital, I go a visit, if mom's in the hospital, and say, it's not Durasan there, and I tell them there, and I know that they're listening. They've got to call Joe Giovanello. You got to go to Durasan.com. Check out Joe because Danielle and the team and Art over there, you got a great team over there. All those things should be Durasan. Why? Because when you use Durasan, and this is not a commercial, this is just a guy who's just an absolute, I worry about the germs all the time. But for 24 hours, it's good once you hit it up.
Up to 24 hours.
But if you're doing the other one, it's alcohol-based, boom.
Well, yeah, a lot of the distributors that supply to hospitals are starting to, get some buzz about Durasan because they want to use it. The Cardinal Healths of the world.
Bingo.
They're starting to use our products. The Quest Diagnostic. Is one of our customers now.
Yeah.
It helps cut down infectious disease.
You're such a good guy. I got to tell you, too. Al starts getting on my case. This is what I did. This is crazy. Now, no one's going to ever tell you what I'm about to tell you. Hmm. So I was rushing my French toast because, God forbid, I should have time to eat breakfast. So I'm rushing my – so I bit my inside of my lip, this was like a couple days ago, right? So I took Durasan out and I started spraying it. Listen, I did. Al goes crazy because he goes, what are you doing?
Because he's spraying it all
excuse
over
me.
It's not
excuse
good.
Excuse me. Excuse me. It healed it in 24 hours.
All right.
I swear to God.
I still wouldn't be spraying it in my mouth.
We're not suggesting that swallow Durasan. But I'm telling you, you've come up. Joe.
It won't hurt you, but
we're like friends now. But I got to tell you, when I have a cut or something and I spray Durasan on the cut heals as quickly as Neosporin. That's for me. This is not a clinical study.
No, I've seen it a million times. People, the ladies have the earrings. When they take their earrings out, they have a little red.
Yeah.
They spray it on there. I do it to my daughter.
She's a doll. What a doll. Oh,
and she's
my
like,
God.
Dad, can you hit me with some Durasan? No problem. Come here.
You got a beautiful family, Joe. 17 after 9. Joe Giovanello invented Durasan, came up with Durasan, and we had such a good time at the fundraiser. Did you get the money? Did you get the money?
We're really good. You forgot something when you were there. I have the...
Did I leave something there?
Yeah. The baseball sign.
Let me see. What do you got? What do I got? We got a baseball. Do I have to sign it? They gave me the baseball. The kids gave me the baseball. Yep. These are the best little kids from the Wayne Little League. And did they get the money to go to Cooperstown,
we
Joe?
Did.
Oh, you bought it for me. Look at that.
Joe, you forgot this at the dinner.
They presented this to me. Thank you very much.
My third baseman came to me at the end of the night and was like, Mr. Piscopo left his baseball. I'll see him and take care of it.
I'm going to put it in my office.
In person. The whole team signed it, as you know.
I still have your sons. I got Leo's.
Leo's, yeah.
I got right there.
They're playing now. Now they're in the All-Stars. It's All-Star season. So,
yeah. What you did with that little league, and I had Jeff Norris, how funny is this guy? Am I right or wrong?
That was fun.
For Jeff Norris, I'm telling you, think of it a corporate show. And Uncle Floyd, Floyd.
Yeah, actually, Floyd's youngest son played for me.
Did you know that, Frankie?
I did not know that. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm a huge Uncle Floyd fan.
Oh, okay.
But actually, while you guys have been talking, a couple of callers have called asking where they could find Durasan in stores. And while they can definitely order it with our special promo code, where a cut goes to the Boys and Girls Club. And that's what we encourage all the listeners to do. You're now in Bed Bath & Beyond, right?
We are in Bed Bath & Beyond. We are in Ace Hardware. we're working on Home Depot, and we have
but you can go online.
You can also go online. The best way to do it, Durasan.com. I think we have a 970.
Yeah, and promo code
promo code. And all the benefits and monies that are raised go to the Boys and Girls Club of America in honor of 970.
Right, so you can get a great product at a great deal that does the job that you wanted to do, and you help a great cause, the Boys and Girls
Club. So when I need it, because I like the I never want to bother you for product. I'm saying, No. So I went online, and I got the foam that I put in the kitchen. Yeah. So when I'm did you bring some? You're locked and loaded, aren't you?
The hand sanitizer. Oh, these are the new retail.
Oh, this is great. Yeah. This is the hand sanitizer.
That's same one.
We still have the old one. We still use it.
This is so good. Joe, this is like
the newer style.
This is a great style. You designed this?
Yeah, we designed that, yeah.
You're so funny, man. This is great the way you come up with all this stuff.
Keeping busy.
And Danielle has been great, too. She's a sweetheart.
I have a good crew.
You really do.
Passaic is phenomenal.
That you make it in New Jersey, baby. Come on now. And I'm sure that they give you all the tax breaks that you need.
They try. They try.
Hey, Joe Giovanella, we love you, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me real quick here.
I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared, but you and I know each other well enough,
yes,
man.
Walked in and they said, Joe, you want to go on? I said, sure, I'm here.
Hey,
thanks.
So we're doing a show in Florida on the 5th of October.
Is that when it is?
That's locked, right? We're going to do that, right?
Yeah, with Mars.
Yeah.
Ingeborg, Joe DiMaggio's attorney, friend of yours. I heard stories.
With Dr. Rock Positano, introduced me to Morris. Morris handled all of the legal affairs for the great Joe DiMaggio and has done.
And still does.
Oh, and he does such great work with the Children's Hospital.
Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital in Sunrise, Florida.
Down there, right?
I went down there and was at a couple of meetings with them. And
Can I keep this?
Yes.
Created
a
monster.
Jam it in that bag so you can spray it on his cuts and all this. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Joe, thank you.
Thanks
man.
For having me, guys.
Hey, give your kids my best.
I will. Thanks, guys.
God bless him. We appreciate it. Joe Giovanella, there's a man. He started, I'll tell you, Durasan. And, he's just it's a great story. I like it because here's a guy that could be making this anywhere. And he makes it in Passaic, New Jersey. I was born in Passaic, New Jersey, in the United States of America. And it's better than any other hand sanitizer out there. Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you at 922 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Joseph. Let's see what's happening right now on the Northern State westbound getting out toward the Wantagh. It's an accident over there. Southern State westbound slowing down getting out toward Merrick Avenue with a collision. Sunrise Highway West at 109. It's a minor hit there as well. We're still seeing delays at the Queens Midtown Tunnel of 15 to 20 minutes getting into town. Staten Island Expressway eastbound slowing down Bradley Ave through the Verrazano. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland about 30, 46 west. It looks like all lanes remain closed, getting out through Fairfield, getting out toward Willowbrook Mall with some down wires. 17 northbound, the ramp to 202. It's an accident on that ramp getting up into Mahwah. 18 northbound as you get up into Old Bridge. Some more down wires to deal with over there as well. And we're still seeing delays on 9 northbound into Briarcliff Manor with a collision. Some scattered storms today, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Need the Electoral College by Tara Ross. Is the Electoral College anti-democratic? The presidential candidate with the most popular votes has lost the election at least 3 times, and for some, this is a flaw in the Constitution. Tara Ross disagrees and argues that the Electoral College is actually one of the guardrails ensuring the stability of the American Republic. Enter to win a copy of Why We Need the Electoral College at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.
RockAuto.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The smart way to buy. Only at the smart way to buy. .com. That's the smart way to buy. .com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
What does a goal-getter and stock trader have in common? Transformation. Transform your own life and the lives of others around you with your investment decisions. But what if taking that on scares you? Take a leap of faith, an educated risk that can turn your dreams into reality. Become a goal-getter. You don't gamble. You're informed, fearless, and free to make your own investment decisions. Believe it's your God-given obligation to achieve. For a Tradeway goal-getter, money often is not the object. Making a difference is. Goal-getters build legacies for their families, help friends, and communities. Take your first step toward becoming a goal-getter with Tradeway. Check us out at our next event. Step one, start your journey. For $99.95, you can bring your entire household, plus a friend, with a full money-back guarantee.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, August 2nd and 3rd. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. 925. It's one of those shows. Anything can happen. And can I tell you about Mike Lindell, though? I love telling you about Mike because he's got this special deal here. $34.99 per pillow. This is the two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, but you have to use the promo code AM970. You know what's great about this? I get excited when I tell you. Excuse me. I get excited because
I see that. Wow.
Well, but you know why? 60-day money-back guarantee. How do you not go to MyPillow.com and get this great deal from Mike Lindell? Because you got a 60, you have nothing to lose. A 60-day money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty, and you know what's great? Mike makes it in America. He does not have to make this in America. He makes this in Minnesota in the United States of America. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. Lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Oh, yeah, baby. Come on. Get the morning started. Happy birthday, Sister Carol. You got it going on, girl. Biscuit on the morning. Let it rip out. Come on. Let's get this party started.
It's been a long time since rock and roll.
Come on. Come on, Frank. Let me see your hand.
Hey, rock and roll.
I want to see Frank dance at his wedding. We got to play this at Frank's wedding. Come on. Come on. I can see Rachel getting into it, you know, Frank going,
hi, everyone. I'm getting married.
And, hey, there's Zeppelin right there with Piscopo. You will love Rock of Ages. You will love, Al, you would love
it. Oh, yeah, right up my alley. Absolutely.
It's great. It's got some great rock and rollers over there. That's
I played Def Leppard before. That's in Rock of Ages.
Yeah. You're right. And I was over there last night. Did some nice photos. It's a quick photo. It was great because I couldn't stay late. I said to Barry, he goes, come on, I got tickets for the show. Will you come in? And I wanted to watch the show, but of course I got to get to bed, and I know I'll be wiped out. I'll be totally wiped out. I had a very, very busy day, so I did the pictures. I watched the beginning of the show and slipped away. It looks great. It looks absolutely great. I love that New World Stages. I love that stage. It's a great theater, and I kind of just slipped away, but I got to go back. I'll maybe go back. You do that. You would maybe get to even take Jennifer, but because it's a rock and roll. It's a whole rock and
roll.
Would
you like me to take a platonic friend? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think that might be interesting.
Oh, really?
That
could be interesting.
But I think it's nice that you're taking your wife for a tattoo. I think
she made the appointment. She's got to finish her sleeve on her arm, and then she's going to work on her next arm.
Oh, she's doing the whole arm?
No, she's got most of it done already. She's doing the Very Hungry Caterpillar, and then she's doing a bee, which will blend into her flower that she has on her arm.
There is a theme here. there is like a...
The theme is she's putting all different types of objects on her arm. Whatever. I mean, she enjoys it.
Frank, what do you think when you see somebody with a full arm tattoo? What's the first thing you think of?
It's not my thing.
I think pain. It's got to hurt.
There are some areas that hurt. When she got her last one last year with this spine and then this flower coming out to celebrate her 20 years as a nurse, there's a certain point with a crook of the arm where when the person was putting the needle in, it hurt her. And she was laying on a table for probably 3 hours. So,
To paint your arm like
that? She enjoys it. It's not... When I got this one, and we won't show it on the camera, but when I got this one, it didn't hurt at all because it's not in a sensitive area of the arm. My wife got family written in script here on the back of her hand, and that hurt.
I was at the food truck festival at Mount Loretto, and this
tattoos?
beautiful woman, this past weekend.
Not that you noticed.
This beautiful woman steps out of her car.
You don't call your friend.
She steps out of her car.
Five times he called her beautiful.
And she reaches her, because I got interrupted.
Was her name Julie?
So she steps out of her car, and I have a look. You know, that's natural. It wasn't conscious. It's just automatic, right? I have a look at this beautiful woman that's stepping out of her car, and then I see her whole arm is covered in ink, and her whole leg is covered in ink.
That doesn't do it
and,
for you.
Oh, I just
he's getting married.
Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you deface one of God's beautiful creations and make it look like a Rorschach test?
Because to some people it has...
Wait. You got to take a beat. That was a very funny line.
Oh, no, it wasn't very funny.
It just looks like a Rorschach test. And even if you open your arm, it's a butterfly.
I'm a big believer people should do whatever they want to do, whatever makes them happy.
Yeah.
I find it the least attractive thing in the world.
You know, the only reason...
Why do people say that?
But you can do whatever you want to do to your butt, but she's got this thing, and it's ugly, and it's this, and that. All right, it's not for you. But to some people, it has meaning. My tattoo has meaning to me. It means something. It's a reminder of what I went through.
Right, but that's
and I get
one
to look at it every day.
Thing.
Right, I'm not covering my entire body.
I can't deal with a whole limb being inked. You know.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't mind that. I would never do it to myself, but I don't know why I don't mind that. Hey, it's 9:31. We want to go and clear the airways for Congressman Lee Zeldin. Really, truly a great public servant and a all-around good guy. And kind enough to check in with us. He has a very, very busy morning, but kind enough to call us. Lee, welcome back to the show, Congressman. Always great to have you with us, sir.
It's always good to be with you. Good morning to you and your team.
What are you doing this morning? Could you let us know what's going on? I know you're very, very busy.
Well, we have a lot going on. I'll tell you, our mornings start early for the last few months. Tomorrow is the big congressional baseball game. We've been practicing at 6 a.m. Every morning.
You're playing.
Since the beginning of March. Tomorrow's a game. It's raising a record amount of money for charity, so that's... So that's exciting. But yeah, as far as today goes, the big debate right now is that the Department of Homeland Security is running out of funding to take care of all of these people who are coming across our southern border. And regardless of whether you are Republican or Democrat, conservative, liberal, whether you love the president, you hate the president, whoever you are in Congress, gosh, everyone's been talking about how there's a situation at the border that needs to be addressed. So why don't we just work together to get it fixed? And gosh, the politics of it all make you pull your hair out. And there's some people who they just hate the president so much, they just refuse to work with him, even on this.
I know it's inexcusable, Congressman Zeldin. It really is. And in your view, was the president right to pull back on the plan to attack Iran and with military strikes, sir?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. I will say this: regardless of whoever the president is, whenever a decision is being made that we should not go forward at that particular moment, I'd much rather you be more cautious than not. If something doesn't feel right, but taking one step further beyond a feeling, the rule of the law of war, which is something that the United States cares about. There are a lot of other countries that don't care about the law of war. Mm. Part of it is proportionality. You know, there's Geneva Conventions and there's these international agreements. There are certain standards of how to engage in war. And we had an unmanned drone attacked, and the president was responsible in conducting a proportionality test making a decision based off of recommendations made to him on the amount of casualties that would be caused on the other side. And my background is the Army, and in the Army you learn about the rule of fire supremacy. For every one bullet that's fired at you, you fire three back. If we were to have U.S. service members, U.S. personnel abroad, they were attacked by Iran.
Yeah.
You know, that's something where, you know, we should be responding 9,000-fold, but there was an unmanned drone. So the president, beyond just what felt right at the moment, conducted an important law of war analysis.
And he was right to implement the sanctions yesterday, yes?
100%. The economic pressure is crippling to this Iranian regime that at a few moments in the past have barely stayed in power. They're acting out. They're trying to appease their hardliners. And at the end of the day, if the millions of other Iranians won, the ones who want prosperity, stability, freedom, peace, you know, if they're the ones that will end up ruling Iran, and that's an internal situation for them in that country. If they're successful in bringing their country in a better direction, that's better for them. It's better for the United States. It's better for the world.
You know, Lee Zeldin with Piscopo in the morning at 9:35. Lee, we don't want to keep you too long. We appreciate you jumping on with your busy schedule, but I see a picture here. U.S. Army Captain Lee Zeldin, look at this, from Iraq in 2006. We're going to tweet that out. And are you going to be down at the White House for the that Medal of Honor, that whole ceremony with this? And you know David Bolavia, correct?
I know of him well. I mean, I know multiple people who know David. I haven't had an opportunity to interact with him. Intimately familiar with his story. I'd love to be there if the opportunity allows it to be. That's very cool.
Yeah.
And it's not something that you go to try to. You don't go to combat to try to win. It's something that you earned. And for him, the consequences of his courage and his selflessness is, you know, something that should be impressionable for that 18, 19-year-old at boot camp right now. You know, trying to fit in those shoes. It's not just our greatest generation and all those generations past that sacrificed so much. You know, that post 9/11 generation of people who only know.
Yeah.
Life after 9/11 and the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, yet they're still signing up today. That's what's the coolest about it, is the inspiration that he's able to provide, because it's a heroic story.
And Congressman, you're a young guy, but you get it. Why are we having so many, you know, the AOC arm of the Democratic Party going in talking about concentration camps? They have no idea. It's like they don't even study any of the history. And I fear, and I was talking about this before we brought you on the air, Congressman, is that if you, little by little, these people are seeping into our United States government. And our country will be gone before we know it, sir.
Yeah, it's really deeply unfortunate. And by the way, when the video was made that AOC started this entire thing with, she was referencing Never Again, referencing the Holocaust.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet, since that very moment, she's been trying to. I mean, she's made multiple statements. For one, blaming Liz Cheney for starting this all, which is not true, being the first one to reference the Holocaust. It was actually a video of that AOC created this, you know, entire back
exactly.
and forth over the course last
exactly.
week.
Exactly.
You know, and then she's, you know, claiming that she's never brought up the Holocaust. But listen, back in back in World War II, with these camps, pre-World War II, during World War II, I don't recall people, prisoners, being able to request a voluntary departure and then go back home where they came from. You know, like in the United States, we have a process that if you enter into the country illegally, that we are going to have a rule of law. There has to be a process, and improvements have to be made to it. But for someone who's there in one of these detention centers at the moment, they just came across our border, if they want to request voluntary departure and go back home, that's an option.
Yeah.
But these comparisons, you know, the only thing that the Nazis and Hitler and the Holocaust should be compared to is not the Nazis, Hitler and the Holocaust, and certainly not all these comparisons that the left loves to make between, you know, they'll try to equate Republicans and Nazis. They'll try to equate Trump and Hitler, and it's absolutely disgusting when they do it, but they can't help themselves.
I know, and now she wants to go. They want to go after ICE and shut down ICE. And do you think the president, by the way, was right to delay these ICE roundups?
Well, yeah, I guess similar to the question earlier. You know, the president needs to feel comfortable at that moment that the timing is right, the decision is right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that there were, a ton of different factors going through his head. I will say we have an issue where people are given permission to leave into the United States and have to report back for a court date that could be years in advance, and almost none of them will report back for that court date. So you're giving people papers that they can go into the United States with, and they're able to hold on to these papers, and if they're asked, show they have this court date. The entire process is completely screwed up. But I'll tell you, there needs to be consequences for the people who do not report for those court dates.
It's so true.
And that's really the heart of what's inspiring the president with regards to this back and forth on this question you're asking me about these enforcement actions. And we should be supporting our great ICE agents.
That's right.
They put themselves in harm's way. They kiss their spouses, their kids goodbye. They don't know what type of conflict they might be faced with each and every day, but they're ready for anything. They're well trained, and they love our country, and we should be supporting them more.
Congressman Lee Zeldin, and also with the MS-13 problem, I know you're attacking that with Congressman Peter King. I had a great chat with him at dinner last week, and I know former Congressman Dan Donovan worked on that. And matter of fact, we have John Wiggis on, president of the Nassau County Detectives Association, on this MS-13 problem on Long Island, of all places. And I wonder where that starts, Congressman, correct?
Yeah, where is it? It's, these are transnational gangs. We have issues that ICE prioritizes, whether it's gang activity, murders, rapes, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, other forms of human trafficking. So, as far as the great work that our ICE agents do, we need to understand that they're prioritizing going after the worst of the worst of the worst. And we should be helping them with it. And, some people in Congress support ICE with that effort. You mentioned some people where it's high on their radar to do the right thing every day on this. And then there are other people who they want to attack ICE. They call them names. Governor Cuomo has called them names. Some of these members of Congress have. They want to defund them.
Yeah.
Where is our country if we have no rule of law? We were just allowing people to play by their own set of rules without consequences.
Lee Michael Zeldin, born on my son Joey's day, January 30th. Isn't that something? You share the birthday. And Congressman, we appreciate the hard work that you do. We appreciate you always taking time to, jump on the air with us, Lee. And God bless, Godspeed, sir. And please keep us posted if you would, Congressman.
You got it.
Thank you,
Thanks
sir.
For what you do.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Congressman Lee Zeldin right there representing New York's 1st District on Long Island. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
71 degrees at 943. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Primary elections taking place in New York City. Today in Queens, 6 candidates on the ballot looking for the Democratic nomination to replace longtime District Attorney Richard Brown. He recently passed away. In the 45th Council District in Brooklyn, a handful of candidates are looking to replace Jumaane Williams, who was elected public advocate. Polls are open until 9 p.m. Megadeth's Dave Mustaine thanking fans for their support following his cancer diagnosis. He revealed last week that he had been diagnosed with throat cancer and said he's receiving treatment that doctors say has a 90% success rate. Mustaine shared a video on Twitter yesterday thanking his family, friends, and the best fans in the world for all of their love and support. He also says, "We're going to beat this together." In sports, Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Hicks homered to help power the Yankees to a 10-8 win over the Blue Jays. Bombers also tied the Major League record by homering in their 27th straight game. Steven Matz allowing 3 homers, 7 runs in 4 1/3. Mets lost 13-7 against the Phillies. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you very much. Let's see what's happening here on 9 northbound, getting up through Briarcliff Manor. It's an accident. Traffic is moving slowly for you. Inbound GWB 15, inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel 20. Holland still about 25. 46 West still closed in Fairfield, right before Willowbrook Mall with down wires. 80 East exit 63 into Saddlebrook. An accident, two lanes blocked over there. Traffic is moving slowly for you on 18 northbound into Old Bridge. More down wires. 130 northbound in South Brunswick. Accident investigation. Watch for delays there. Traffic moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, getting out toward the Verrazano. And watch for slowdowns. LIE westbound, heading out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. 20 minutes getting into town over there. Hugh Carey Battery Tunnel inbound. It's a disabled vehicle being cleared in the Hutch southbound right at 95. A crash over in the Bronx. Rain today with a high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus. A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
It may be hard to realize that those statements are true. They sound unbelievable. Hi, Kevin McCullough. But our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund of Alliance Defending Freedom right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help you defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or online at am970theanswer.com.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now, or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Balance of nature, baby. You got to try your balance of nature. Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about balance of nature. You know, I love his fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And I had a great chat. One of the best things that happened in my life, honestly, is meeting Dr. Douglas Howard and his beautiful family. You know me, I'm a family guy. So dedicated as a dad. I try so hard. Dr. Howard with his wife, Sue, and his son, Lex. And then the beautiful grandson. Remember, put him on the air, Chase. See, that right to me, hook, line, and sinker. I love the Howards. Just, they're a beautiful family, very close-knit family. They are so concerned. Each member of the family knows about balance of nature, how it was developed, how it can help you. They give you a number that you could remember, that 800-246-8751. Then you get your own private, your own exclusive health coach when you call 800-246-8751. And they'll tell you that balance of nature is very simply fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You don't have enough fruits and vegetables. I know it. I could feel it when I just plain don't. I don't have the time to do it. I do that with balance of nature. I feel more energetic. It offsets when I feel a cold coming on, when the allergies start to attack me, you know. I up my dosage of balance of nature on the advice of Dr. Douglas Howard, who says balance of nature is changing the world one life at a time, and indeed it is. And all of a sudden, as soon as I go on that balance of nature regimen, boom, I feel so much better. And I love you for listening. I love you for watching. And I want you to try it because we have this 30% discount now. Look at this. For a limited time, by the way, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. 800-246-8751, or go please to balanceofnature.com.
Don't forget the discount code, please. The answer, 800-246-8751. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Is it okay to play Michael Jackson now?
Sure. Well, there's a big debate about that.
I'm not sure. Should you play him?
A lot of radio stations have banned
him. Should we not be playing this? I'm not sure.
Of course.
Because he's been dead 10 years.
10 years today. And Farrah Fawcett as well. 10 years today.
Amazing.
Greatest song that he ever did was this one.
You never liked this song.
Absolutely.
Did you dance with your feet moving like
that? Yeah. Roller skated. 80s, baby.
No! Stop it! He just went like this. With the wink. Wink at that head. You on the rink? Al, are you kidding me?
It's a scary proposition. I was about 100 pounds lighter.
With a ponytail.
No. I didn't have long hair then. I was about 10 or 11.
Yeah, you are the man. The Studmeister, Al Gattulo.
This is a fantastic song.
Let me go to Nick real quick because we got a break. Nick, we got a couple seconds. We appreciate you. Sorry for having you hold, but we wanted to get you on the air for a second. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hi, Joe. Joe, yesterday you mentioned the movies and the negative stereotyping of Italians. Well, yeah. I think you might want to know that Leonardo DiCaprio, he purchased the film rights to produce the epic biography of New York's most decorated cop, Captain Giuseppe Joseph Petrosino, who was from Padula, Italy, and he single-handedly took on the mob, and he almost pushed him out of America.
That's right. Now, Leo's going to do that, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. That, you know what, and that's great news, Nick, and thanks for the positive. The Petrosino, I've been honored to go to the Petrosino nonprofit organization. This is a great story. Oh, if somebody like Leo DiCaprio, an Italian-American, because it's always, every time I go to the Italian-Americans, I go, let's do something positive. They go, oh, yeah, okay, what do we got to do? Well, you got to spend money and produce the film. They all run for the hills. I swear to goodness gracious, the Italians don't stick together. If Leo DiCaprio could do it, God bless him and Godspeed. Thanks for that great call. Debbie Duhame's looking out for you. It's 9:51 right now on AM 970. Mm-hmm. Answer. Deb, thanks for staying with us. Love having you. We got to get you on camera next time.
Well, that's okay. I like being like behind the scenes. You guys can be on camera. I like it. I can check you guys out.
You gotta be front and center. Debbie Duhame, front and center.
I'm happy being behind the scenes. This is wonderful.
All right, how are we doing this morning? 9:51 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, we're going to head right to the LIE westbound. It's still pretty busy getting out toward the BQE through that new construction pattern. Still about 15 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. We're seeing delays on the southbound BQE. That's stop and go down by the Battery Tunnel. And also the inbound BQE. That's very busy up by the Brooklyn Bridge. Staten Island Expressway eastbound jammed up. Richmond Ave out through the Verrazano. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Inbound side of the GWB 15. Lincoln 20, Holland 20, 287 North. A tough ride now, Joe, getting up toward exit 58 in Oakland. Getting reports of an accident. Delays back down toward Bloomingdale. 80 East, exit 63, getting into Lodi, a crash. 18 northbound in Old Bridge. It's down wires. And 130 northbound in South Brunswick. Serious accident. Ongoing investigation. Watch out for some slowdowns as you head to 287 West out by exit 5 into White Plains. A collision on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970.
Yay.
The Answer. Yay.
Debbie, thank you so much. My mic was on and I talked over you for a second. I apologize.
That's fine.
I have this great baseball from the Wayne Little League that Joe gave me.
Yes.
I forgot it and he bought it and I have it in a beautiful display case. And I know that you are always so community minded. So, hey,
yeah, he's really a sharp dude. I know, he is so smart. I was talking to him when we were alive at Trinitas and he is so smart.
I know. Durasan. Yeah. Durasan it is. Debbie, thanks. We love you.
Thanks.
9:53, coming right back. Al's got a break right here. Coming right back at you.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts
not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A humid day today. We'll start out with clouds and a couple of showers and heavy thunderstorms during the morning hours. Watch for some flooding downpours. Then clouds will break for some sunshine this afternoon. Today's high 83. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Low 70 in Midtown, 62 to 66 in most suburbs. Sunshine and patchy clouds tomorrow. Warm but humid, high 88. Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy. Very warm but humid, high 89. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. 5 before 10 o'clock, Joe on the radio. Are you tired of dealing with dummies? Experience a smart way to buy a car and go to Route 22 Toyota, please. First five callers, next 5 minutes. I'll give you the 10 o'clock. You get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter. I do not know why I do this like Charles Bronson. It's Charles Bronson. No, listen, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But you can get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. I'm asking you. The first five callers, next 5 minutes, you can. 855-621-9949. Alex Kinsella can offer you while you're there at the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, the place where you do not have to deal with dummies. Alex Kinsella can offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. I'm telling you, you're going to love Route 22 Toyota. You got to check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And now this, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. If you're one of the first five callers, in the next 5 minutes, we'll give you the 10 o'clock. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs, you wanted to say something about the late, great Steve Dunleavy, didn't you?
Yeah, unfortunately, the show's over. There's so much you could say, right? So Steve's work as the editor of the New York Post, then as a legendary columnist. Yeah. I got to know mostly with the New York Post, but he was with several publications.
Yeah.
And then his work as a crime reporter and his work on A Current Affair on TV, you could do an hour on each of those. But I got to know him best. I was such a fan of his from the time I could read, but I got to know him best as a drinker. He was a freaking... No, I'm serious. There's not a person alive that has seen Steve Dunleavy sober.
Wow. And well, that's nice.
No, it's true. And Steve, I could tell you so many great stories of Steve outperforming all of his fellow journalists drunk. And he was the most.
Was that a tribute?
The guy was an amazing guy. I wish we had longer to talk about him, because now that he and Jimmy Breslin are gone, New York has lost a piece of itself.
Thanks, Frankie. Thanks, Al. Hey, George, thank you, man. Thank you, Yuri. Appreciate it. Matt Conklin, appreciate it very, very much. Always your expertise. And also, where'd Martavius go? Where'd he go? He's gone? We lose interns just when you turn around and they're gone. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning on Piscopo in the Morning. We'll do this again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Would you do me a big favor and go out and make it the best day ever? Happy birthday, Carol.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.